5 years ago, the Nicholas County Tourism actually had purchased the cabin. And so in the last 4 years, they've been restoring the cabin. When we moved here, it was in pretty rough shape, but they've done a lot of work to restore it. They've had Johnny Jett from Barnwood Builders come out and replace a couple of the logs, and he also did the rechinking of the entire cabin.
So real quickly, a little history on Daniel Boone and this cabin. This was his last cabin in Kentucky. What years are we talking that we know about?
Yes, so the cabin was built in 1795, and he lived here until 1799 with his wife and some of his children. And then they, in 1795, they moved on up to Missouri. And his daughter, Rebecca, and her husband actually purchased the cabin at that time. And she and her husband and I think 11 children lived here on this property, I believe, until her death.
So, Julie, how much of this is the authentic cabin in terms of, was there a lot that had to be added to it to just kind of fill in the, you know, the age of what had maybe been lost?
Well, from what I understand, almost all of the logs are all authentic. The hearth is authentic. They have replaced the roof. It was rotting. The loft here used to go all the way over, I believe, into this part here. Of course, they've replaced these logs up here, these boards up here. But I believe these doors are authentic, or at least one of them is authentic. I want to say it's this one. So a lot of it really is authentic. Now, all of the furnishings inside the Nicholas County Tourism, these aren't authentic to the Boone family, but mm-hmm. they do try to recreate it to as much of the time period as possible. I believe I've heard that the bed, this rope bed, is very similar to the ones the Boones actually did have.
So he and his wife, his wife's name was?
Rebecca.
They lived here without children?
So I believe they had two or three children still living with them at that time.
And then after they left, after 4 or 5 years, his daughter Rebecca buys it.
Yes.
Did I hear 11 kids?
Yes, I've been told that they raised 11 children here in this cabin. And there was a second room off the back, but I mean, still 11 kids and two adults. That's pretty small.
Yeah, just from a history standpoint and having this property here, what did it mean to you to discover this and know that this was going to be a part of what you have here?
For us, it's pretty exciting. We enjoy history and learning about the local history. There's a lot of history here in Nicholas County, and so it's just pretty exciting to add it to the park and be a part of that.
Sean, does it surprise you, or when you see the size of this, realize people lived here in winters, no air conditioning, limited space? I'm not sure where the kitchen is. I mean, give me your thoughts on what it must have been like back then.
It is funny because from our front porch, you can see the cabin. And on a cold night, you think, man, I'm glad I'm in this house and not that cabin right now. Because I couldn't imagine that. It can't retain any heat at all in the wintertime. And I can imagine if you had a fire in here, you'd smell like smoke always, you know, in the wintertime. And, but yeah. We definitely have it better than they. Well, maybe not. Maybe they had it way better than we did, but the comforts for sure.